from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh. And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Give me the meat.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Oh. What if I told you I missed it? I was putting...
Hit me again, Spadoni.
No. Give me the meat. Oh, okay. Shoot. I shouldn't have asked for it. Oh, man. And I don't want to hear a word. I don't want to hear a word. I'm sticking up for my man, Goo, today.
Not even going to mention the day of the week.
That's Evan Giddings.
Don't talk about that.
He's in for Goo. Goo was... Oh, let me tell you something about Goo yesterday.
I can't catch a break, man.
He played hurt yesterday. Halfway through the show, I'm like, what the... I'm like, Goo, what is going on with Goo? And then I forgot. He came in yesterday. He's like, oh, my stomach's killing me.
I'm out.
And he just got worse and worse. So... get well soon, Guru. Evan Giddings will have your back. So yesterday, we talked a lot about Willie Mays, and we were batting around a ton of things, no pun intended, before the show. And the boss says to me, what hit you yesterday about all the talk about Willie Mays? And I said, Willie, he clearly affected a lot of people, even people that he never knew, and he inspired people that he never knew. And he also said, well, it doesn't feel like anybody has a bad thing to say about him. Or anybody, you know, there's nothing out there about Willie Mays that compromises his integrity. And so we just started batting around names of the greatest athletes and their reputations and how it affects the way people look at them. And so I'll just jump off right here. So Nahegan goes, well, I mean, Willie Mays, he was perfect. Like, he was the perfect superstar. He was one of the greatest players of all time, which is part of the category. And he was perfect. And I said, how about Curry? How about Steph Curry? Like, what do you think of when you think of Steph Curry? He's pretty close to perfect, too, isn't he?
Well, I think that's why it's so hard to believe that there will ever be anybody like Willie Mays, because while Steph, I think, is about as perfect of a superstar as there is and we'll ever see, all we heard yesterday or the day before in his passing was, in addition to all the great things about his character and his impact, is like he was the greatest player ever played. And there's some debate, right? But I think the overwhelming consensus is that Willie Mays is the best to ever lace him up. You know, not to diminish Steph, but I don't think anybody's going to remember Steph Curry as the greatest basketball player to ever play. So that's where I think he's so unique. But to kind of broaden it, like, you're right. The idea of a great athlete being non-controversial is extremely rare. Like, it doesn't happen. And so while Steph might not be the greatest basketball player ever, I would argue that because of the amount of eyes or camera phones or just overall coverage that he has, Willie Mays played in a much different time of our country that made things difficult.
Right.
But with how much attention Steph Curry gets, you could make the case that it's harder to not be controversial, to not have something, the but, right? When people write your obituary or when they eulogize you, there's the but. Well, he was a great player, but.
Right.
He was a great person, but. There's no buts about Steph. There's no buts about Willie Mays. And that is distinctly unique.
Yeah, and just letting everybody in on how this comes about is, you know, it kind of was born to me, this, what we're talking about, out of the Giants. And we all talk about the Giants. They need a star. They need a star. They need a superstar. They need a star. They need a star. And we just started thinking about, okay, well, like, what kind of star would you want? What kind of player would you want? What kind of personality would you want that player to have? And we just started batting stuff around, and that's what we're going to do to start the show. Because the boss was like, okay, well, let's go through some of the great ones. And he said, Joe Montana. What about Joe Montana? Well, you know, why isn't Joe Montana Willie Mays, for example? I mean, I don't mean it that way, but
yeah, he's arguably the greatest in his sport.
What do you think about Willie Mays, Joe Montana? And I said, well, you know, Montana doesn't get that love because I think 49er fans consider him a little bit aloof, and also because he has seemed to distance himself a little more from the 49ers than some of their other players like Rice and Steve Young. And so we're just trying to, we've just been batting around names and how big of an imprint, a positive imprint they've made on a city, on fans, and maybe even on the franchise. And what would you want? I mean, would you want a Steph Curry? Would you want, you know, Barry Bonds? Well, you can't think about Bonds without thinking about PEDs. Okay, what about Ricky Henderson, one of the greatest to ever do it? Well,
self-proclaimed.
Okay, let's just do it this way. What do you think of when you think of Ricky Henderson?
I think of Oakland, California.
Okay.
I think of a hometown kid who got to the major leagues and did some things that we've never seen before. Like, that's where he is, kind of like Steph. Or Steph is kind of like Ricky. He broadened your imagination about a sport. Like, it was impossible to think that someone could steal as many bases as Ricky did for as long as Ricky did. But also to have the power of a leadoff hitter was pretty rare. Someone that hit at the top of the order to hit 25 to 30 home runs a season, that could take you deep, that had a great eye, that was basically a walking, you know, triple every time he got to first base because he would steal second and third. That just never happened before. There were players that stole bases, but there was never a player that had the entire package together. So, who also had the distinct connection to a community that he was from.
Right.
So that's why I think of Ricky, and why is Ricky so great to me, is because Ricky's also still in the community. Ricky also still does things for his hometown. And I think that's one aspect of it. But you touched on Montana, which I think is at the center of everything about, you know, a superstar that you want. I think, obviously, you need to be great. I think you do need to be a champion. You have to have achievement. But you also, in spite of all of that, the game is not about you. Like, when I think of Willie Mays, I don't think about somebody that drew everyone to him. He played. He spoke with his glove, his arm, his bat. Curry, everything does gravitate around him, but he doesn't make it about him. It's about the game. It's about the team. Montana, however, and I think it's because of after he got traded, feeling, I don't know, spite for the 49ers, and even some of the ways he kind of conducts himself now. It seems to be about money. It seems to be about, his brand, the Montana brand. And so I think from that standpoint, it does appear to be a little less selfless than, say, the greatest greats that are able to be selfless. Like Willie Mays, I think what we heard yesterday for 4 hours, he's a pretty selfless guy.
Yes. Yes. And that's kind of at the heart of this. You're listening to Mays, and apparently he had it all. He had it all. He was among the greatest. He had an unbelievably magnetic personality. Kids and adults liked him. Men and women liked him. Black and white liked him. It just feels like he was the total thing. Now, you said Ricky Henderson. And anybody wants to jump in here, 888-957-9570. Okay, when I think of Ricky Henderson, I think I know he's an Oakland guy, but I think he should be bigger than he is. In terms of, and I'm not saying he's not loved in Oakland and the Bay Area, but to me, Ricky Henderson's stature as a player is greater than the love that he should get, if you know what I mean. Like, I know he's in Oakland, you can see him out and about, but what held Ricky back? Was it his ego?
What held Ricky back was, he would probably say Ricky. You know.
True.
I mean, Ricky was always trying to get his. But that was the era that he played in. It was post-free agency.
Right.
He was one of the biggest superstars. He came about at a time when you could make $1 million. And that just wasn't... Like, Willie Mays couldn't make $1 million in a season. He couldn't.
Right.
He might have been one of the most high-paid players for the time. But I do think that's also part of it, too, and why, to me, someone like Steph Curry is great, is because Steph Curry can command $60 million in a year, which is just unfathomable, I'm sure, to someone like Willie Mays, and yet it doesn't feel like he acts like he is $60 million better than the next person.
True.
He acts like he is just another guy.
You know, I think what also was... a factor with, and we're just going to throw some names out here. Ricky Henderson was, and he addressed this in his Hall of Fame speech. You know, Ricky didn't speak well at the start of his career. He wasn't easy to understand, and he had a little bit of a stutter, I believe. And when he was inducted, he made the focus of that. He wanted to give a great speech, and he'd come a long way. But like even something like that is a part of why someone is thought of with more magnitude than others. I mean, the fact that, you know, Ricky Henderson might have been more difficult to understand early in his career. We couldn't get to know him as well. And then what we found out, or what we think about him now, Ricky loved himself some Ricky. Okay, great. We threw Tim Lincecum out there. Why was Tim Lincecum as big as he was? He's like, seriously, okay, he had long hair. But I'm not saying he shouldn't have been as big. I'm saying why? What was it about Lincecum?
Because he was the freak. He was a freak. Seriously. But, like, there was nobody like him. Like, that's I think, what captures our attention.
What part of him was... what part of it couldn't you replicate?
The fact that he was like 5'9 and threw 98 miles an hour. There just aren't guys that do that. Like
isn't that Pedro Martinez, kind of?
And how do people think about Pedro?
Okay.
Like, people love Pedro. I mean, Pedro's one of the greats. So but I think that's part of it is, like, to have such ability inside of that frame. I think it's also one of the reasons why Curry's so popular, is because he kind of looks like an everyday guy when he's on the court among giants. You know, Tim Lincecum is small, and yet he is able to dominate people that are far larger than him and people that we just, I don't know, inherently believe are better. But Tim Lincecum was always, it's funny because I don't think there's much that's controversial about him. Yeah, he enjoyed a joint every once in a while. Posted pictures about how many In-N-Out burgers he could eat, which was impressive. But, you know, he never did anything bad. Like, he never got into trouble. He never even drew much attention to himself. He just spoke with his fastball.
I mean, see, I think the weed thing had a lot to do with Lincecum and his, you know, the reason he was kind of the elevated superstar of that group. Like,
well, because also he was the best.
True. Okay.
For a time.
Okay, look at a guy like Buster Posey. Would you want to... Was Buster Posey he was a great player. Was he a great face of the franchise? Well, you would say, oh my God, yeah. He's a family man, and he never did... Yeah, he didn't say anything. He didn't say anything. He didn't... He wasn't a rah-rah guy. He didn't...
What, do you think Curry says much?
Curry is far more outgoing. Curry plays the game better than Posey played the game, I think. And I'm talking about the game off the field. Like, Curry knows what he's got to do outside of the game. And I don't think Posey was as interested in that as Steph. Like, Steph's got stuff outside of the game that are important to him that he spends time on. Whatever, you know, does all that stuff in Oakland. But Posey's just, he kept to himself. And is there anybody out there that really believes that Buster Posey, you know, was a dynamic type of stuff? Like, Buster Posey left stuff on the table with the fans because of his personality. He just did.
I would disagree.
Really? You would?
Yeah. I don't think he left stuff on the table. I think he was himself. I think he was genuine.
He absolutely was himself. There's no doubt about it. But himself, because he was himself, there was less of a connection to the fans. Like, Willie Mays made a connection with the fans because of his personality, his play, da-da-da-da-da. Well, Posey's a great... I'm not comparing him to Mays, but Posey's a great... But guess what? He's not that interesting.
No, but I think that's an interesting comparison because I don't remember Willie Mays saying anything off the field very controversial. In fact, he was just positive. Like, you could make a case Willie Mays was pretty boring. That's one of the reasons why people loved him. It's because he was just happy. Like, he was just a good person. And then on the field, that's where you saw who he was. Like, but that's where you saw the flair and electricity from everything we heard about yesterday. Willie Mays was able to bring pizzazz to a game that was kind of bland.
Well, see, I think another part of it is Willie Mays' personality. Like, in his day-to-day life, he was accessible, and he let the common person in, and he embraced the common person. Posey didn't. I bet Posey's a great guy, but the connection an athlete makes with the city, I think, is half on the field and half off. Or, and maybe it's not the percentage exactly, but when I look at a guy like Buster Posey, you know what? If he would have had a more dynamic personality, he'd be thought of more popularly out here. Hell, maybe he'd be thought of as more of a surefire Hall of Famer throughout the league, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I think part of it has to do with the sport. Like, baseball's not expressive as a game. But I think, like, Tim Lincecum at the peak of his powers, yes, is more beloved in that, you know, the 2008 to 2010 years than Buster Posey. Like, I still remember where I was watching him pitch game one. Like, his postseason debut was one of the greatest performances I've ever seen. Tim Lincecum threw a 1-0 shutout, struck out 14 against the Atlanta Braves. He was unbelievable. But over the course of time, Buster Posey is more Mr. Giant than Tim Lincecum is. Like, he's more presidential. He's more of a representative. And that's where I think his value lies. It's not that I don't look at Buster Posey as leaving anything on the table. I just think that's Buster Posey.
Oh, yeah, and I think,
like, if anything, if he tried to force it, it might have backfired on him.
No, what I'm saying, some people have the natural personality that will allow them to reach a level like Willie Mays, and there are others that don't, and they don't really want to. And, you know, we're trying to construct, in a way, the perfect superstar, because that's what it felt like Willie Mays was. Like, perfect. Like, if you could put a Willie Mays on your team in any sport, you would take him. And so, what kind of player do you want the Giants' next superstar to be? You want him to be charismatic. You want him to be like Lincecum. Like, that's what I mean. People would, if I said to Giants fans, your next superstar is going to be either like Tim Lincecum or Buster Posey, they're taking Lincecum, right?
Posey's got 3 World Series rings, though. Well, it depends on what you value. Like, if I want to be entertained, yeah, I'm going to go watch Tim Lincecum. But if I want to win, if I want stability, if I want, professionalism, I'm going to go with Buster Posey.
What about if you're a fan? Like you're a fan of the team. You still would want Posey?
I liked watching Buster Posey play.
Sure, we all liked it, but we didn't love it like Lincecum.
Dude, you couldn't get him out.
Who?
Buster Posey. Buster Posey, one of the greatest hitting catchers of all time.
No doubt, but it's about charisma, isn't it? It's about making a connection. Like, to me, Steve Young has now made more of a connection with the Bay Area sports fans than Montana. Like, Young has overtaken Montana. 510 says, Posey's like Mike Trout. And I would say, exactly. I'm not like, I'm almost assuming greatness on the field, I guess is what I'm saying. Like, it's not about who would you rather have, Lincecum at his peak or Posey. It's like, come on, we'd want Lincecum, right?
Well, if I'm paying to watch one game.
No, I'm talking about, you're talking about watching a guy's career.
Watching a guy's career?
Yeah.
Well, I'm taking Posey's career.
I know, because Posey's a better player, but if they were kind of the same, if they're both the face of your franchise, I think most fans would opt for the guy who's charismatic, maybe even a little controversial, maybe a little edgier. Like, why did Iverson make such a connection in Philly?
I think because he represented Philadelphia, that people identified with him.
Exactly. Exactly. And I just think that's how you get to the next level, and Posey, did he do it? Probably not. You know, Ricky, did he do it? Eh, probably not. Bonds, no. Montana, great player. Image off that.
Well, like, to your point, someone like Pablo Sandoval might have been more beloved than Posey at times, because he was just more fun. Like, but he wasn't nearly as good as Posey.
No, I know. And if I told you that you could have Buster Posey or another catcher named Buster Posey, but he's got Pablo Sandoval's personality, that's all I'm saying is you'd want Pablo Sandoval's personality, right?
Yeah, I mean, you want something that is more than just the game, but what I'm saying is that, if you can give me a decade long of dominance.
Okay, I got you. All right, yeah.
And to also represent your franchise, like, I'm going to be honest, one of the reasons why Curry is a great face of the Warriors and always has been is because he never gets into trouble. Like, he never does anything that compromises both his own brand, but also the brand of the Golden State Warriors, and I think he understands that better than a lot of people.
Okay, then let me pose this to you. Well, why doesn't LeBron stays out of trouble? LeBron James, I mean, he's been married forever. He's got kids. He's never in trouble. But people don't love him like they love Curry. Or do they? Do you think they do?
Well, part of it is he might be faithful to his wife, but he hasn't been faithful to one basketball team for his entire career.
Okay.
I think part of it is LeBron also crowning himself the chosen one when he was like 20 years old. Putting it on his back as a tattoo. Like, there's a lot of me about LeBron. Like, yes, you're right. He's never been arrested. He's never been in trouble. He's never been unfaithful to his wife. He, by all accounts, it seems like a good dad. He's trying to help his kid get somewhere that he might not deserve. But that's also kind of the job of a parent, like,
right,
to further your kid's. Like, he's a good person, I think. But LeBron makes it about LeBron. At least that's what I get from him.
Right,
Curry. It, everyone else makes it about Steph. Steph doesn't make it about himself. That's where the difference lies between him and LeBron to me.
Yeah, and another guy I've kind of thought of, and I know he's been on multiple teams, but it's about... I've just gotten to think about, man, if you were in the town where Willie Mays played, think about it'd be unbelievable. It would be unbelievable. And now, the player I'm going to name is not on the same level, but he's a hell of a player. How'd you like to be a fan of a team with James Harden as the best player on the team? It's like, there's no connection there. You know what I'm saying? All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. We're just batting some stuff around here. What do you want in your face of the franchise? Will there ever be another Willie Mays? Is it even possible in this day and age? Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.